Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We have been hearing all the news about the many Democrats trying to challenge President Trump in the 2020 election. But what about Republicans hoping to make their voices heard? Illinois GOP Representative Joe Walsh saying today that he is strongly considering a run for president. What does he hope to accomplish? And are there other Republicans planning to do the same thing? To find out more, we're going to turn to the KCBS Ring Central Newsline and speak with Hoover Institution Research Fellow Bill Whalen and aide to California Republican Governors Schwarzenegger and Wilson. Thank you very much for talking to us this afternoon.
Hi, Patty.
Some would say this is crazy to go after President Trump. Would you agree?
Well, depends what your end goal is. If your end goal is to unseat him, to deny him the party's nomination, then yeah, it's crazy because the last president to be denied his party's nomination who actively sought it was, I believe, Franklin Pierce all the way back in 1856, so that's not a pattern. So the question is the end game. Is the end game actually trying to deny him the nomination, or is the end game trying to soften him up so that he loses in November? And if that's the goal, then actually there is a purpose behind doing these, because if you look historically at George H.W. Bush's run in 1992, Jimmy Carter's in 1976, Gerald Ford's in 1976, they all lost, and they lost in part because they were primaried and had to fend off challenges.
I was going to say, by way of historical perspective, just how long are the shots here?
Very long. And here's the problem. There are two, you know, Walsh is looking to run, and then Bill Weld, the former governor of Massachusetts, is running. Here's the problem. They're running basically to appeal to never-Trumpers who don't like the president, don't like his personality, don't like his style, on the way he conducts himself in office. In that regard, Jeff, you're kind of already preaching to the already converted. If you go back and look at, say, Ronald Reagan running against Gerald Ford in 1976, Reagan made the argument that Ford was not suitably conservative. If you look at Ted Kennedy challenging Jimmy Carter in 1980 or Pat Buchanan doing it to H.W. Bush, again, Kennedy saying Carter wasn't suitably liberal, Buchanan saying Bush wasn't suitably conservative. So the way to cause damage to Donald Trump, I think, is not appealing to the never-Trump crowd. It's actually saying that Trump is not sufficiently MAGA.
Do you think Mike Pence is going to stay on the ticket as vice president in 2020?
You're reading your mind. I'm writing a column as we speak. So again, let's go back into history. Gerald Ford dropped Russell Rockefeller from his ticket in 1976, put Bob Dole on it. He lost. I worked on the Bush Quayle campaign in 1992. There was talk about dropping Dan Quayle and putting somebody new on the ticket to try to dash things up. I think here's the problem, Patty. Voters look at the top of the ticket. They look at the president, not so much the vice president. Sure, you can get a bump at the polls at the convention when you put somebody interesting on the ticket. But come November, you're voting for the president, not the vice president. So if you take Mike Pence out of the equation, replace him with, I don't know, Nikki Haley seems to be the popular guest right now, the replacement. It's still a referendum on Donald Trump.
Bill, let me circle back to the notion of a candidate taking on the president right now. Would that be good or bad or have no impact for Democrats?
It would be good for Democrats in that Donald Trump would be distracted. He'd have to spend time tweeting against somebody else challenging him. And maybe if it's against somebody who is going after Trump, so let's say somebody goes after Trump on his accomplishments, then maybe for the independent voter thinks, what has this president really done? Do I want another 4 years with him? If you challenge him from the right and say, well, he hasn't lived up to his promises from 2016, then maybe that hurts his turnout come November 2020 with his base. So, yes, it's beneficial for Democrats in that respect for Trump to be distracted.
What's your gut tell you? Is Walsh going to do it?
I would not be surprised. You know, if he doesn't have a future in Congress, if he is looking for a gig on CNN or MSNBC, this is a good way to get noticed. And again, that's really the question here. What is your end game? Do you really just want to, do you think you can take down the president, or are you just kind of looking to put yourself in the news, make yourself relevant, and take the next step forward in your career?
Always great to get your perspective, Bill. Thanks so much for making some time for us. Again, that's Bill Whalen with the Hoover Institution Research Fellow, or I should say he is a Hoover Institution Research Fellow, and again was an aide to California Republican Governors Schwarzenegger and Wilson.